like to thank the chair for his report, and I would open if there are any comments on that report. Most of the commission did attend that meeting. I would emphasize three points, I think, that were made at the end of the report that certainly were emphasized many times during the meeting. That is, one, the need for full transparency. Two, the need to expand those that are interested in their involvement. And three, that our focus today, and I need to stress this, the focus today should be on process. Where do we go from here? How do we do that? And what is the framework that we work from? With that said, I would like to then open the floor. All commissioners should have the documents. Nearly all of you were involved in the RMS discussions. First of all, to share any views that you have where your party stands for concerning the RMS, but please, if you can, focus on this issue of how do we proceed forward. So the floor now is open for comments on the RMS. See Denmark first, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The RMS is by far the most important issue on our agenda this year. And we fully agree, naturally, with the sentiment expressed by the chair in his statement to the commissioners on the RMS process and the need for its early completion and adoption with as broad support as possible. In the absence of Henrik Fischer, I feel obliged to say a little more than we had originally thought. If we are honest with ourselves, we will recognize that the chairman's proposal is the best way forward as the basis for our work in completing the RMS. It is honestly difficult to see how else we can proceed. After a decade of discussions, I am sure that we are all ready to admit that we started at the wrong end with the details rather than by clarifying the fundamental principles and rules of the game that are at stake in these organizations. We have these on the table now. The major obstacles have been clearly identified by the chairman in collaboration with the chairman's small group. The most important aspects of this work, its very own point of departure, is the recognition that we need an RMS for both the conservation of whales and the management of whaling. Both these major obstacles are more than just a simple list. The chairman's proposal also contains some ideas for how these remaining obstacles might best be overcome in order to take account of all realistic concerns. In developing these ideas, there has already been a lot of give and take. This process has created a variable new atmosphere of trust which we believe can be built upon to include a broad majority of member states. Denmark is fully aware that within the elements of the chairman's proposal are some issues where member countries still need the chance to fully air their ideas and concerns about how to proceed. Denmark also has some issues we wish to clarify when it comes to the detail on how to implement or the intention how to implement the RMS. We hope further discussion can take place in the same atmosphere of trust that we have seen in the consultations over the last year. And we would stress that the elements together represent a delicate balance with which should not be compromised. It is the detail we must focus on. Let me mention one specific example. That is the linkage between Schedule Paragraph 10E and the RMS. It's a fundamental element. It is not a detail. There must be a clear link between the adoption of RMS and the lifting of the moratorium. If we do not recognize that the whole point of an RMS is to conserve whale stocks and manage whaling, not in theory but in practice, using one of the most conservative and precautionary systems ever devised for the calculation of quotas of any marine resources, then it is difficult to see if there are any point in continuing with this work. How and when this linkage is activated is, of course, still open for discussion. That is the detail. But a general opposition to this linkage will derail the entire process. It is for the sake of conservation that we need to lift the moratorium and implement an agreed mechanism to allow for the international management of whaling. The alternative is continued and most probably increased whaling around the world without agreed international control. In this connection, Mr. Chairman, I would respectfully request through you to ask those countries that have expressed a concern about this linkage to explain the nature of their concern in clear terms that we can all understand. Can they indeed accept a lifting of the moratorium at all? We need clarity on this issue here and now at this meeting. Without the RMS in place, this commission will cease to function according to its own convention, and I am sure many countries will be seriously forced to consider what purpose their continued membership serves in this commission. We've heard this expression of frustration from both sides in the debate for some time now. We therefore owe it to ourselves as representatives of responsible governments in an international body to keep this process on the very top of our agenda with the chair's proposal as our window of opportunity. We must give the outstanding work, the resources, and the quality time it requires over the coming year, even if it means putting some other task on hold for the time being. And we must aim to have the details ready for final consideration at the next meeting of the Commission in Korea. Our delegation and its representatives from all three parts of the Kingdom of Denmark cannot see any excuse for this work to drag on any longer than it already has, and we will find it extremely difficult to contribute in a meaningful way if there are further delays. Finally, Mr. Chairman, I would respectfully urge all commissioners and delegates to read again page 4 of the Chairman's proposal with the heading Why an RMS is Needed. This, Mr. Chairman, is where we are now, and the Chair's proposal must be the basis of all further contribution from contracting parties to the work that I sincerely hope we can actually complete next year. Thank you.
Thank you, Denmark. The Chair now recognizes the United States.
Thank you, Chair. First of all, Chair, the U.S. wishes to make it clear that it continues to support the moratorium on commercial whaling. Nevertheless, the U.S. remains committed to completing the RMS in a timely fashion and will continue to participate in good faith negotiations to that end. Chair, we wish to commend the Chairman of the Commission for his efforts in establishing the Chair Small Group and advancing progress on the RMS. Without his intercession, it is very doubtful that any progress would have been made on it throughout the intercessional period. Chair, having reviewed the Chairman's proposal for a way forward, the U.S. generally agrees with the process proposed by the Chair and sees a need to develop a plan for intercessional work on the RMS. Now, Chair, we would not go so far as the Chairman would wish us to go and adopt his proposal in its entirety, but certainly we are willing to use it as the basis for discussions. Generally, the U.S. does have some concerns, including the need to ensure transparency during the process, and we hope the plan of work addresses that. We would also foreshadow our concerns with certain elements of the Chair's proposal, including paragraph 10E, scientific whaling, and cost sharing. We will share our views on those matters at an appropriate point in our deliberations. Chair, you asked the question, how should we organize our discussions? I'd like to comment on that. I see at least two general discussions occurring today. We would suggest that to facilitate our work, that after this initial exchange of views, we discuss each of the nine elements of the proposed package in turn. Each of the nine elements addresses a general problem area in which some work has been advanced and in which some work remains to be done. Then, Chairman, having completed that, that would give delegations a chance to air their views in open fashion. We could then turn to a discussion of a plan for undertaking intersessional work. So, Chair, that would be our recommendation. Organize the discussion into two phases, one dealing with details, the other dealing with a plan. Thank you.
Thank you, United States. As others respond, you may want to respond to the U.S.'s proposal of how to proceed today. We have Sweden, Argentina, Germany, Japan, Spain, and Iceland. Netherlands, South Africa, Brazil, New Zealand, Italy, Ireland, UK. We have Dominica. We have Finland. We have Australia. I do intend to open again and see if others want to speak this first round. So let's hold it. Placard again. Antigua Barbuda. Republic of Guinea. I'll stop at that point and we'll start through our list. Sweden has the floor.
Mr. Chair and dear colleagues, we have for many years now met with different problems within IWC. Some of them have been large and others somewhat smaller. While trying to solve the latter, we have ignored the former. When Sweden voted for the moratorium in 1982, we envisioned a 10-year period without whaling, during which increased research into the status of whale stocks and development of an RMS would be carried out. Unfortunately, the period since the moratorium was put in force has seen an increase in whaling outside IWC control. We remain, however, committed to the RMS completion, which now is highly overdue. A new RMS is necessary to ensure that whaling will be sustainable and that whale stocks will be restored. The completion of an RMS is for us one prerequisite for ending the moratorium. Sweden is therefore willing to take an active part in the process suggested for the next intersessional period, and in that work we hope to solve the problems we still face and, for example, find a solution to the potential conflicts between whaling and whale watching. No one, and certainly not the whales, will benefit from the present situation. We need, within a fairly short period of time, an agreement between a solid majority of IWC members in order to improve conservation and regulate whaling in an orderly manner. This is, as we see it, the only way forward to restore all whale stocks so they can form their part of a naturally structured and functional ecosystem. It has been a pleasure to work not only with the old partners in our small group, but also and especially with Japan, Iceland, and the Danish delegate from the Faroe Islands. Sweden is strongly committed to continue the process of forming a new RMS. As the chair has suggested, we think it should take the form of a package based on the suggestions by the chair. These suggestions do not fulfill all our goals. However, they contain all essential elements to be part of the RMS, and they provide a good framework for further development. Sweden has all the time worked for conservation and sustainable use. We will continue that work. We are deeply worried about the present situation in IWC. giving room for increased uncontrolled whaling and little space for efficient international protection work. We therefore gladly accepted the decision by the Commission to let the chair form a small group to facilitate the process towards a new RMS. The earlier discussions within IWC have not always been constructive and transparent, but the atmosphere and the work within the chair's small group have, to me, been a positive contrast to that. I sincerely thank the chair, all the participants, and the Secretariat for their efforts in that work. Finally, Mr. Chairman, I once again want to thank all members for the work. It has showed that progress is still possible within IWC, and I sincerely hope that the confidence we have established between us will spread. Sweden will certainly contribute to that by acting for incorporating all interested members in the coming process of the new RMS, which I hope could take the form that US has suggested. I am fully convinced that the formation of the small group was the only way forward at that time. Now is the time for opening up the process in a way that does not reduce the efficiency. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Sweden. Argentina has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate and thanks to the chair and the small group that works in this initiative. But at the very, very beginning, I would like to state something that is important for my delegation. It's a proposal, but it's a very unbalanced proposal. There are not members of the Southern Hemisphere. There are no members of developing countries. We are discussing with national jurisdiction, contribution, sanctuaries, moratorium that Argentina was always committed to sustain. And even that is a very useful and very positive try from the small group. But unfortunately, I have to say that not represent the IWC as a whole. I appreciate, and I said in different forum this day, the effort, but I do not consider that is a basic document for our work in the future. I think we need a representation from developing countries, from Southern Hemisphere, and as well in problems that are very connected with our living and our resources. We have in the south, you know better than us, many marine mammals. We use them in the whale watching. We are caring of them in what is happening with this marine mammal. And even that, we are respected as a full member in this commission, when a small group intend to decide something, there are no representation. This is why I allow me to make this very, very, very initial reaction to this problem, and afterward I will develop some of the subject. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Argentina, your point is well noted. In fact, that was one of the three points that the chairman had made, being open to others, other members, and certainly to the southern winds. Germany has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Germany appreciates the hard work of our chairman, the small group, and the secretariat. We want to thank them for this work and the paper we have received. Germany takes actively part in the process since we strive for an RMS according to best practices, drawing on high standards in regional fisheries organizations that have been internationally accepted. Our chairman is proposing a package, and we should then look into the package point by point, but I think we should do that later on. What I want to point out now is that we have some problems with the package, and the most concerns we have is point 2 in connection with point 7 of the list, lifting of the moratorium in paragraph 10e of our schedule. Germany belongs to those countries believing that there is no automatic link between adoption of an RMS and the lifting of the moratorium. And where we have problems as well, that is the catch verification. It is not enough to broadly recognize the value of DNA registers. There has to be international oversight. For catch documentation, it is not enough to refer to CITES documentation. In establishing an IWC-specific system for catch verification, we have to realize that not all IWC members have accepted the CITES documentation in all respects. We should acknowledge that the establishment of an IWC-specific system for catch documentation required extensive further work. Then compliance. Concerning compliance, we should continue our work in order to achieve regulations that guarantee a solution according to the highest standards in international organizations. And then I come to costs. Costs that we are a little bit disappointed about the proposal. We think there should not be a cost sharing between the IWC and those members who are whaling. From the experience of regional fisheries organizations, it is common practice that the nations that fish have to pay for international oversight. This should apply also to the IWC. Then a further concern, we have to whaling under special permit. Whaling under special permit conducted by member countries of IWC is a cause for very serious concerns over many years. To address this issue, we need more than a voluntary code of conduct. Binding rules are necessary to regulate whaling under special permits. And then another important point, it is animal welfare. Animal welfare issues are of vital importance for Germany. It is not only necessary to collect animal welfare data on a regular basis, we need binding rules to this respect in this schedule. But it is also important to have provisions for human killing methods which guarantee instantaneous death or insensibility. And then we are missing one point, Mr. Chairman, and that is the point of centuries. And I think this is very important to have that in the RMS as well, and we cannot find in the package of our chairman any provision of this. And to conclude then, Mr. Chairman, I think the paper with the chair's proposal is a quite helpful paper. But there are a number of deficiencies in it which I mentioned here. In our further work, all interests in the Commission should be represented. Further work should be done in a framework clearly defined in the Commission. And I think we need a fully transparent process guided by principles that are set out by commissioners. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Germany. The chair now recognizes Japan.
議長ありがとうございます。1982年に商業捕鯨モラトリアムが採択された際に、遅くとも1990年までに IWC はモラトリアムの鯨類資源に対する影響を包括的に見直して、モラトリアムの見直しを行い、新たな捕獲枠を設定することが明確な条件として加えられました。これは未だに実現されない約束となっていますが、ご存知の通り、そもそもRMS はこの条件を満たし、持続的捕鯨の再開を実現するものとして議論が行われてきています。すなわち、RMS の完成は IWC に課せられた最も重要な使命であり、資源管理機関としての IWC の存在意義がその完成にかかっているわけであります。
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. When moratorium on commercial whaling was adopted in 1982,it was adopted on a very clear condition that by 1990 at the latest, the Commission will undertake a comprehensive assessment of the effect of this decision on whale stocks and consider modification of the provision and establishment of other catch limit. But this promise is yet to be fulfilled. And as you all know, RMS has been discussed in the context of fulfilling this condition and to resume sustainable whaling. The completion of RMS is the most important mission imposed on the IWC, and if it is not realized, the IWC's raison d'etre is at stake as resource management organization.
ところが10年にわたる議論にもかかわらず、RMS は未だに完成を見ていません。我が国は従来より RMS の早期完成を支持してきており、そのために議論の経過の中で数々の妥協を図ってきました。ところが一部の反持続的利用国は監視取締について不合理で IWC の管轄権を超える過大な要求を繰り返し、RMS の完成を遅らせてきただけでなく、RMS の完成は商業捕鯨モラトニアムを規定する現行不評の削除を意味しないとの RMS の議論の本来の目的に全く反する立場を取っているため、前回のベルリン会合でも本件について全く前進が見られませんでした。
In spite of the discussions in the last 10 years, RMS has not been completed. Japan has supported early completion of RMS and has made a number of compromises during the process of the discussion.However, some anti-whaling nations repeatedly made excessive requests with regards to inspection and observation scheme, which is unreasonable and outside the competence of IWC, delaying the completion of RMS. They also stated that the completion of RMS does not mean the elimination or deletion of the paragraph in the schedule which provides for the moratorium on commercial whaling, which is completely contrary to the objective of the discussion on RMS. And as a result, there was no progress made at all during the meeting in Berlin last year.
これを受けまして、フィッシャー議長ですね、議長が小グループ会合での議論を行い、可能な限り多数の加盟国が受け入れ可能なパッケージ案を作成することに精力をつぎ込み、今回の会合にその成果を議長試案として提出されました。我が国もこの小グループ会合のメンバーとして、フィッシャー議長のイニシアチブを積極的に支持してきました。残念なことに、フィッシャー議長は今回の会合に参加できませんでしたが、議長はこの議長試案が受けられない場合には、IWC の将来に重大な危機が訪れるとの認識のもとに、重大な決意を持って提案を提示されたと承知しております。
And because of this stalemate, Mr. Fisher, the chair of AWC, convened a small group to carry out discussion so that a package which is acceptable to as many contracting government as possible could be prepared.So he made enormous efforts in this endeavor and presented the result of this discussion as his proposal. Japan was also a member of this small group and actively supported the initiative taken by Mr. Fisher. Unfortunately, Mr. Fisher is not unable to attend the meeting here today.But I understand that he presented this proposal with a very serious commitment that unless his proposal is accepted, the IWC's future will be faced with a very serious crisis.
我が国としてはですね、議長のイニシアチブを評価をいたします。包括的な妥協のためのパッケージの常として、議長試案の内容には我が国としても満足できない要素があります。例えば捕獲調査につきスペシャルパーミットについてですね、これは条約の8条の権利ということですけれども、これが制約されるというような中身になっていること、それから RMS が完成後に不評の10条1項モラトリアム条項が解除されるということが明確に必ずしもなっていないという点についての不満はありますけれども、 一応次期調子案の中に、商業捕鯨モラトリアムが撤廃される内容が盛り込まれていると。
いや、それね、うん、ちゃんと外せと言わないと妥協だって取られますよ。
そうですか。
うん、で8条も外せ、リフティングもきちんとしようと、うん、
条約10条以降がですね、RMS の完成に と同時にですね、リフトされる、解除されるというような明確な規定になることを望んでおります。条約第8条もですね、のスペシャルパーミットについてもですね、このパッケージから外すということが必要だと考えております。
And Japan supports the initiative and evaluate highly the initiative taken by the chair of the commission. As this is a comprehensive compromise package, there are aspects that Japan is not satisfied with. For instance, there is a reference to Article 8, the special permit, and that activities may be regulated, but we believe that that is a right under Article 8 and that this package should not deal with special permit. And there is also no clear link between the lifting of 10E with the completion of RMS, and Japan request that it should be clearly stated that the completion of RMS is accompanied by the lifting of 10E of the schedule.
我が国の世論はこれまで遅延してきた RMS の議論に早期に決着をつけることを強く求めておりまして、明年のウルサンの IWC の年次会合までに決着が図られるということが、これがデッドラインというふうに考えており、もしもこれが実現しない場合には我が国としては重大な決断を迫られることになると考えております。我が国は今後ともフィッシャー議長のイニシアチブを支持をいたしまして、インターセッショナルな会合にも積極的に参加をしていきたいと思います。 IWC が早期に資源管理機関としての本来の機能を果たし正常化されることを強く願っております。
And, the public opinion in Japan requests very strongly that the discussion on RMS, which has been prolonged to this extent, should be concluded as earliest possible time, and it is essential that this will be concluded by the IWC meeting next year in Ulsan. And if this is not forthcoming, Japan will be faced with making a very serious decision. We support Mr. Fisher's initiative in this regard, and Japan is also committed to actively taking part in intersessional meetings. We sincerely hope that IWC will restore its normal function as resource management organization as earliest possible time. Thank you very much.
I thank the government of Japan and would recognize Spain.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Spain has been one of the members of the small group and is committed to continue this process on the basis of the proposal from the chair. Nevertheless, we still have some concerns, especially in relation to paragraph 10E of the convention, scientific whaling and cost sharing. Mr. Chair, Spain is a contracting party in most of the international fisheries organizations, and in every organization having established an international observer program, the associated costs correspond to the national governments conducting the fisheries. So we don't see why, in the case of the IWC, this should be different. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Spain. We now call on Iceland. Norway, I recognize you. Iceland has the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We, as a body, have worked on this issue for a very long time now. It is the feeling of this delegation that the chair's paper shows great progress that has been often lacking over this long time we have been working. In fact, we feel that on this issue we have made more progress in the last 10 months than we've made in the 10 years preceding that. And that is something we should not throw out the window. Iceland dislikes very strongly various elements of the chairman's paper. I don't think it's helpful to go and list them all here, but for the record, I want that to be absolutely clear. But I think we all dislike strongly some elements. That will be the case for each and every delegation that is represented here. But I think we must all recognize that there can be no compromise solution on any other basis. We cannot find a solution that everyone likes. Therefore, we must find a solution that works, despite the fact that it contains elements that we dislike. We feel that this, that is the proposal by the chairman, is the best way forward we have seen, and we furthermore feel that it remains the only way forward on this particular issue. I think delegates must realize that demanding fundamental changes to the current draft package will only lead to others demanding other fundamental changes and thereby a complete collapse of the whole process. Starting over again from where we were last year will in fact mean dismantling the chances we have of reaching a conclusion. And that means dismantling the chance we have of actually doing what we're supposed to be doing in this organization. Iceland feels that the only way the IWC will ever have an RMS is if we decide to base our work on the chairman's paper. That is why we feel that we must do so, despite the fact that we strongly dislike various elements that are included in the so-called package. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Iceland. Chair now calls on Italy.
Thank you, Chair. Italy, first of all, wishes to compliment the Chair of the Commission for the important work done. Italy wishes to state that it continues to support the moratorium, but at the same time, we insist that making progress on the RMS is very important too. And while we agree that the proposal package is a good tool for making progress in the discussion, we also must say that we are disappointed because we see that there are problems with the proposal. For example, in the substance, if we see that there is a request that the scientific permits remain as they are, we see this as an element that will stall the talks, that will stall the process. And this is just one of the elements of the substance. Chair, you asked us to concentrate more on the process than on the substance, so I will just pass on to the process. We would like to see the process done in a more transparent way, as has been requested by many of my predecessors. And so we do support the proposal as a good way forward for the discussion. However, we cannot accept it as it is now. Thank you.
Italy, thank you for your comments. The chair calls on Netherlands.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The Netherlands would like to point out it still supports the existing moratorium. At the same time, the Netherlands sincerely welcomes the chair's paper on the RMS package to make progress within the IWC. We are encouraged and impressed by the hard work of the chair in making further concrete steps towards the development of a balanced and broad RMS package. The Netherlands has contributed to this process actively through the chair's small group, and we feel committed to proceed with this process. We therefore support the chair's paper as an important basis for a way forward to the refinement and ultimately to the adoption of an RMS package. The Netherlands supports this work since we believe that an effective RMS that will apply to all members of the IWC and broad agreement on related topics like the reduction of scientific whaling will ultimately control all whaling operations, which to our serious concern are now taking place outside the direct control of the IWC. It should, however, also be noted that you have questions on some of the elements as presently reflected in the paper. I particularly refer to the cost section, which clearly needs further discussion. Furthermore, we want more elaboration on scientific permits and the phasing in of the RMS package in relation to phasing out Article 10E. I would like to finish by calling up all commissioners to join in a transparent process addressing a package on RMS on basis of the Chair's Hendrik Fischer's proposal. The Netherlands is prepared to take an active role in the process if required in work which might to be done during the intercessional period after Sorrento and before Olsen. A possible open process could be to go on with the open-ended working group on RMS, which is open to all interested parties. With a positive attitude of many parties, we should be able to make progress before the next IWC. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Netherlands. And the Chair calls on South Africa.
Thank you, Chairman. South Africa wants to put on record some initial comments on the RMS document before us. We appreciate the considerable work that has been done leading to the document before us here today. Chairperson, South Africa is a Southern Hemisphere country, and the welfare of whales in our EEZ and adjacent southern oceans is our concern. South Africa is not a whaling nation and has no intention of ever returning to this practice. South Africa has benefited enormously from whale watching and considers non-consumptive use as the preferable means by which our population, poor communities in particular, benefit from the presence of whales along our coast. This fits suitably and appropriately into our agenda as a developing nation. Through the RMS document of the Chair, we have come to appreciate how difficult and complicated the prerequisites and conditionalities for an RMS are. South Africa asserts its right not to go whaling. South Africa asserts its right to non-consumptive use and asserts its right to have a stake through this body in the management and conservation of whales on the high seas and the southern oceans in particular. Having said this, we want to point to the problems and reservations South Africa has with the document before us. Firstly, we seek a process that would be inclusive, that would be transparent, and that would take cognizance of Southern Hemisphere interests, and say this in particular with regard to any proposals that may go forward. Secondly, the likelihood of increasing costs associated with the proposal must be of concern to a country that cannot be a major contributor to this, and we express our concern. Thirdly, specifically, we have concerns about the, quote, voluntary code of scientific permits. We believe this to not be acceptable. Fourthly, a far greater degree of unanimity and convergence by members in regard to scientific advice, such as over the RMP, we consider to be a prerequisite for any aspect of marine management, this one included. The divergence evident in every IWC meeting does not augur well for proper standards of good management. And fifthly, South Africa is deeply concerned that full compliance would have to be implemented, and with that the costs associated have to be considered in order to deal with the atmosphere of suspicion and lack of confidence that prevails around here. I don't wish to continue with other points that have been made by other member states already, but I, for example, associate myself with the comments made by Germany. In the final analysis, South Africa believes that the chair's report is complex and is based on a range of assumptions, policies, management tools, as it should be. But my country would require a period of time to study this report as it stands now and respond to this report before it is further developed. We agree, however, with the proposal by the United States that the moratorium should not be lifted. We do not share the view expressed by Denmark that this is inconsistent with the purposes of the only international instrument that discusses the issues around whales. South Africa also commits itself, if agreed here, to the further development of an RMS and will do so in good faith. Thank you.
Thank you, South Africa. We recognize Brazil.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Brazil fully shares the general intent to bring the RMS negotiations to bear in the form of a suitable, workable, and widely accepted agreement. Brazil has participated in good faith in this long and difficult process, trying to be as open and transparent as possible about our interests, which are, namely, number one, the construction of an adequate, foolproof international inspection and observation scheme to prevent the abuses and damage wrought in the recent past by legal and illegal whaling operations, and two, the proper discussion of an agreement to respect the rights of coastal states in regions where these states fully appropriate whale resources of a given ocean basin through non-lethal means. Brazil considers that if these two points are the integral part of an acceptable final RMS package, and that we should leave no stone unturned in an attempt to set the highest standards of inspection and observation and to reach agreement on respecting the different whale management regimes adopted on distinct parts of the world's oceans. Mr. Chairman, Brazil would like to reiterate its firm belief that no more closed-door meeting should be held on this matter and that the rights of member states to be represented at meetings with a full delegation as governments see fit must be respected. The possible resumption of commercial whaling and the threats it may pose to the coastal states in some regions as ours is a matter of great interest to all the peoples we represent at the IWC. Transparency, full accountability, and due respect to the rights of states which appropriate whale resources non-lethally are the integral part of the RMS negotiations, which must not be overlooked. Finally, Mr. Chairman, we appreciate the Secretariat's effort in trying to help us move forward as expressed in document 56/36. We still have some substantive reservations of a political, legal, and financial nature to some of the approaches proposed, especially as to the lifting of paragraph 10E, for which we believe that not only a time approach should be considered, but also a geographically sensitive one, taking fully into account the views we just expressed.
Brazil, thank you. Let me indicate the list we have before us. We have New Zealand, Ireland, the UK, Switzerland,
Dominica,
Finland, Mauritania, Belgium, Antigua, Barbuda, Guinea, Norway, and Kenya,
St. Lucia,
St. Kitts and Nevis, Portugal. One moment till I catch up. St. Lucia's, St. Kitts and Nevis, Portugal, Republic of Korea. What the chair intends to do is take the next speaker, which will be New Zealand. We'll then break for coffee, and then we will come back and continue our list. We recognize New Zealand, Australia did want the floor too, so we've added them to the list. And New Zealand, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. New Zealand associates itself with the remarks that have been made thus far, particularly with by the distinguished delegate of South Africa and of Germany. New Zealand recognises the effort that has been made by the chair of the commission to advance this item on the agenda, and we are certainly prepared to discuss the proposal and to negotiate in good faith about it. But having said that, Chair, we find the proposal itself to be fundamentally flawed. We will strongly oppose it in its present form. There are both general policy and legal reasons for this, as well as detailed analytical reasons, and I intend in this intervention to deal only with the former. New Zealand has actively supported the development of an appropriate revised management system. We hosted, the Commission will recall this, a meeting of the expert drafting group in 2002. We've advanced many proposals. We've participated in a spirit of compromise. But we will not compromise our fundamental views. Can I take up the invitation particularly to deal with the process? The process, as many delegates have so far said, must be thorough, open, and comprehensive. And we have three specific proposals to make in that regard. The first is that nothing in the papers of the Secretariat or the Chair represents policy that has been approved by the Commission. Accordingly, the mandate of the groups is to develop proposals without precondition as to their content. The second is that participation in the groups is unrestricted. And the third is that the meeting schedule and venues to facilitate be arranged in such a way as to facilitate the greatest number of participants. I think it's worth reflecting why we are in the position we are in. Historically, this Commission presided over a calamitous decline in whale stocks. And indeed, the gross negligence of this organisation in that history was clear and palpable. So that was what, in 1982, led to the growing public distress and led, in fact, to the global moratorium being imposed. The Commission, by taking that step, took steps to rebuild public confidence in its work, and that confidence is to be cherished. And to those who are minded to resume commercial whaling, it needs to be asked whether the lessons from past mistakes have yet been learnt, because it's easy to imagine circumstances in which the resumption of commercial whaling could lead to the same excesses that occurred before. The risks of that are high, and those who do not heed the lessons of history often repeat earlier errors. Mr. Chairman, I think the public around the world may not yet be ready for this development, because if this Commission were ever to endorse a flawed management scheme, that would be very damaging to the confidence of this organisation, and confidence in it, I believe, would be irretrievably lost, and there would be a great backlash. But the development of the RMS is important. It needs to be completed and settled, and we suggest that it needs to be completed and settled before the lifting of the moratorium is addressed. There's no link between the two as a matter of law, and should the conditions ever be right for lifting of the moratorium, then that may only happen once an RMS has been adopted. But the adoption of RMS does not automatically lead to the lifting of the moratorium, because a decision to do that needs to be made on its own merits, and those issues, therefore, those two issues need to be decoupled. With respect to the Chair's proposal for a special whaling permit whaling, our view is that a code of conduct is not sufficient. There need to be firm and enforceable rules governing scientific whaling, so-called, It's widely held that scientific whaling is practiced for improper non-scientific motives, and this issue needs to be addressed in its own right, regardless of whether or not an RMS is approved. Delegates, the International Convention for the Regulation of Whaling is nearly 60 years old. It is showing clear signs of weakness that come with old age. The convention is our governing instrument, but it's badly out of date and badly in need of revision. And I put it to the commissioners that unless it is revised, the burdens of administering an RMS, any RMS, will be beyond the capacity of the commission to handle. The convention has serious weaknesses by comparison with modern treaty instruments. Those weaknesses can be remedied if we have the collective will to do it. And it is New Zealand's firm position that commercial whaling cannot resume unless and until there are appropriate international enforcement mechanisms and an appropriate international dispute resolution mechanism. We cannot leave enforcement to national procedures because they will not work. The incentives do not exist for them to do so. And anyone who's been to the meetings of the infraction subcommittee will know how futile it is to secure real accountability through that body. The convention, because it is so outmoded, is a fertile mother of disputes already. And should there be, in particular, a resumption of commercial whaling, the disputes, I suggest, will go forth and multiply. And the potential for disagreement about the interpretation and administration of any RMS is great. Yet there is no way in which we can resolve disputes. Even the barest requirement to consult or seek mediation or conciliation is absent from our convention. And neither, I suggest, can this defect be repaired by schedule amendments. It is not conceivable that a modern environmental or resource management instrument would be negotiated without including some provisions to assist in the resolution of differences. New Zealand is ready to work within this commission to develop more appropriate and modern mechanisms, but this is why I asked at the commissioner's only meeting whether the proposal had been the subject of legal advice, and we were told that it has not. That is unfortunate because it is the judgment of New Zealand that the Commission cannot get to the desired destination from here. It cannot formulate an RMS that will actually work in a way that is both credible and transparent within the existing legal parameters. If it is contended that it is possible, then the burden is on those who advocate the proposal to show it why it is so, but there's nothing in the existing papers that addresses that. There's a further problem of the same character. Article 8 of the Convention provides for scientific whaling. As a number of delegates have said, it's inconceivable that an RMS could be agreed to and allow that to continue. It is perhaps the most abused provision in the Convention, and the one that currently causes greatest cynicism to be exhibited about the Convention. But to alter the provision in relation to that will require a diplomatic conference and the negotiation of a protocol along with the other issues I've mentioned. And that, I suggest, is where we need to start. Just let me repeat those difficulties. The Convention has no dispute settlement mechanism, which means it is impossible to settle in an authoritative way any dispute that arises between contracting governments. As matters stand, it is not even possible to secure legal advice, which is available to other organisations that fall under the umbrella of the United Nations, because they can avail themselves of the UN Legal Secretariat, but we cannot. Thus, this organisation has legal problems of a serious dimension. Not only are interpretation issues unaddressed, but disputes go unresolved for years. This is a parlous state of events and a very real obstacle to progress. Modern treaties have dispute settlement mechanisms. Some, like the WTO, even require compulsory adjudication. The modern norms of international law require enforcement mechanisms that work and methods of settling disputes that arise. Without these, no RMS will have credibility, much less will it be capable of actually working. International best practice has got to be followed if the IWC is to have credibility with its RMS. We have participated before in the expert drafting group. In that process, we offered compromises to find ways through to the successful conclusion. But all of these were conditional on overall acceptable outcome. And the way we read the record, it shows that the offers of compromise were all one way. There are many other issues. I won't go into them, Mr. Chairman, but, for example, killing methods is another matter that needs to be dealt with in this process. There are many others. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, New Zealand. We will now break for coffee. I'd like the commission back in their seats at 25 till. That's 20 minutes. We stand in recess.